Ted Cruz mocks Jill Biden with taco photo, having a delicious breakfast today. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2022. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, mocked First Lady Jill Biden by sharing a photo of his meal on Saturday, and followers were quick to respond with their own witty remarks. In honor of Jill Biden, having a delicious breakfast today, Cruz wrote along with a photo of a taco sitting on a piece of foil. Social media users posted their own takes on Cruz's photo. One person writing, "In honor of her husband, I might have bologna on white bread." Knowing her, she probably is confident Taco Bell is authentic Mexican food, another commented. So, if she thinks of Italian people, does that mean they're pizzas? Just asking for a friend, someone else replied. Jill Biden mangled the pronunciation of bodega and also asserted the Hispanic community was as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio during a luncheon in Texas on Monday, Breitbart News reported. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength, she said, referring to Raul Izaguirre, who received the Presidential Medal of Freedom Thursday. Based on prepared remarks released by the White House, she intended to say bodega, and her faux pas quickly made the rounds on social media. As expected, social media users had a lot to say about her comments. Which one of the speech writers won the bet that they could get her to say something like that? One person wrote, "OMG if a Republican said that." Another replied, while someone else said, "Even Senator Warren cringed at that one." Jill Biden's staff members later issued an apology on the First Lady's behalf after she compared the Latino community to food, Breitbart News reported. The First Lady apologizes that her words conveyed anything but pure admiration and love for the Latino community, stated Press Secretary to the First Lady Michael LaRosa.